20 seconds.
Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, dear listeners. Today we have a special guest with us, Michael, joining us from HCP Formulas, all right, healthcare professional worldwide. Michael, would you want to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? And then we get right into our program. Okay, so you're in the natural health field, dealing with formulation, formula research, and finding the best quality raw material to support the health of the Americans, huh? That's very impressive. Now, one of the things we want to talk about is the issue with cholesterol these days, you know. There are different thoughts and schools. You know, someone called me up, last evening and said, my cholesterol has gone up. I said, how much is it? Just say about 200. Asked, what was it before? So it was about 160. So, you know, she got a little bit of panic there. And what would you say to a person like that, Michael?
Well, I do have to be clear. I am not a doctor, and I cannot give medical advice.
Absolutely.
But if I had 200, I don't know that I'd be ready to hit the panic button just yet.
That's right. That's what I thought.
Temporary
at best.
You don't have to necessarily reinvent your entire existence. You don't need to become a raw foodist, and you don't need to run marathons every day.
Okay.
But if you also can't supersize every third meal at McDonald's and sit down on the couch for 8 hours straight,
that's right.
It's not going to work.
That's right. So there is a definite issue with cholesterol going up. I mean, heart disease, number one killer. So there are many different remedies on the market to counteract the cholesterol issues. Yeah, I know once upon a time it used to be 100 plus your age, and that was the norm. And but since then, they have raised it up to 200. Now, what are some of the tools out there? Because we all know about cholesterol. We all know that cholesterol is an issue. And so we're not going to spend much time on that per se. But what are the tools used by the pharmaceutical generally to lower the cholesterol, and as well as the natural world?
Certainly. There are options when it comes to trying to help address cholesterol issues. In the pharmaceutical world, the standard, the go-to, is going to be a statin. That's
okay.
Going to be your Lipitor, your Crestor, your Zocor, etc.
Mm-hmm.
The downside to those things is that long-term use of them can cause all kinds of havoc. And the way they work, the way they go to work in trying to address cholesterol issues, their entire function, one of the most efficient processes in the human body is the liver's ability to manage and produce the exact amount of cholesterol that body needs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the most efficient processes in the entire human body. And the way that statins work is essentially by suppressing that cholesterol production. Suppressing that efficient system that's in our body already,
mm-hmm.
and then trying to help in a little bit of a way in managing the cholesterol that we have through diet.
Mm-hmm. So that's...
Now, there's a reason why statins, when you look up any statin, and when you look up the long-term side effects of a statin, it's going to be a laundry list of all kinds of different long-term side effects. Liver damage to one extent or another is usually the biggest culprit, but there are numerous different side effects.
Mm.
And that actually kind of segues into the natural world as well. The reason why there is a connection there is because a very common product that's taken in the natural arena is that people take for cholesterol a lot of times is going to be red yeast rice.
Red yeast rice, that's correct. That's kind of scary.
Niacin is another option. But
okay.
Niacin has its own baggage, too, as far as different side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Bergamot. Bergamot is another very commonly used thing for cholesterol issues. And it is a good supplement. But there are certain dietary restrictions and certain things that you got to make sure you do not have in your diet. Otherwise, yep, then you can also have certain side effects from even bergamot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before we go there, so we're looking at, okay, the statins we know have side effects, and you have just thrown a couple of favorites of many people on the side effect list, red yeast rice and niacin. That's kind of scary. So does that mean that folks should not use niacin?
They might be certain, more so or less so with certain things than others, certainly, and certain people are going to react differently than others as well. So I'm certainly not saying don't take red yeast rice or don't take niacin or don't take a statin. You're taking a statin, I am not a doctor, and I'm certainly not here to tell you to not take that.
Yeah.
But like I said, any one of those things do have long-term and or short-term side effects.
Okay,
that's
and
the question of how
Right, right. And I imagine that the side effects would be somewhat less than the statin medication. I would think that. So listeners can simply do some research into that. Now let's hear about the good product that your company has produced that has no side effect. Let's see how good this is and if it works. Tell us about your Lipocet. What exactly is plant sterols?
Plant sterols, you'll notice just the word alone, sterols, and cholesterol.
Okay.
So cholesterol, plant sterols. Plant sterols actually mimic bad cholesterol. And what they do is when you're taking them, they compete with any bad cholesterol that leaves your liver and starts heading back into your body instead of going out with the waste like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Any bad cholesterol that leaves your liver starts heading back to the body, plant sterols mimic that bad cholesterol and actually compete with that bad cholesterol for absorption. So the pathway that bad cholesterol might be absorbed through ends up getting blocked by plant sterols. Plant sterols, which do not harm you in any way, shape, or form, and keep the bad cholesterol from being absorbed back into the body.
Mm-hmm.
And with nowhere else to go, that bad cholesterol does still eventually find its way out. And that's the whole purpose of it. In fact,
okay,
it's such a reliable factor that even the FDA, it clearly states, if you're taking 1,300 milligrams of plant sterols per day, you have a lower chance of heart disease, a lower cholesterol level. And the reason why they're targeting, like when you look at different plant sterol products, you'll see just about everybody's trying to hit 1,300 milligrams per day. And that's
okay, all right.
The neat thing about Lipocept is if you really read all the research that's been done, where a lot of other companies tend to fall short, if you really read the research, yes, 1,300 milligrams is the magic number. But the FDA is also very, very specific as to which sterols are used and what ratios those sterols appear with each other.
Okay.
And we mirror those exactly.
Okay, so okay.
And that's just with the plant sterols alone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also have milk thistle. Milk thistle is basically filet mignon for the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Liver health, milk thistle is a huge, huge component to maintaining ideal liver health. And that's critical because at the end of the day, cholesterol begins and ends in the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So maintaining liver health is crucial. And so we have the milk thistle, but there's two ingredients in particular that really do make Lipocept step far and away from any other product in the category.
Okay.
And that is two ingredients. One of them is pantothen, and the other one is citron. Both of those are patented, both of those are trademarked, and both of them have reams and reams of long-term, triple-blind, peer-reviewed clinical trials attached.
They
so
were.
Much so that they allow us
Okay.
Strategy is very, very simple. Check your numbers before, check your numbers after. If you don't see a difference, we don't want you paying for it, period.
Okay, so that's the Lipocet. What about cholesterol? What about triglyceride? What will it address that issue as well?
It absolutely will. And the testimonials that we've seen on that product, and we don't even sell direct to the public, but we still have consumers proactively calling us, sharing their blood work, their independent lab-produced blood work. And the worst results that we have seen so far, because we recommend 90 days on the product. That's what we recommend, taking the product for 90 days. And the worst results that we've seen so far, the worst, was a 19% drop in 90 days. A 19% drop in LDL. Now, LDL specifically, that's the bad cholesterol. Total cholesterol matters. Triglycerides matter. HDL, that's the good cholesterol, that certainly matters. The worst culprit is the LDL cholesterol.
So,
and 19% drop in 90 days is the worst results that we have seen so far.
All right, so while it is very beneficial for a person to change their lifestyle, is this result simply dependent upon quite a few changes in their lifestyle in order for this product to work?
Absolutely not. The product is still going to work regardless. The big question, though, is whether or not those benefits are going to be lasting benefits.
Okay, that's a big question.
Taco Bell, chances are the benefits are not going to be lasting benefits.
Okay.
But making no changes at all, I've had a lady that we, in fact, this is just a few weeks ago. She's 49 years old. She does eat all the right foods. She does exercise regularly. She is not overweight. And she had a 40% drop in her LDL. And that was after just 60 days. And again, with her, those benefits are going to be lasting benefits because she does do the right things, right? She is pretty active. She does eat right and things like that.
Okay. So some of the additional things that a person can do which give them more lasting result include what? Like exercise?
Yes. Not even full hardcore aerobic exercise.
Right, right.
Maintaining some level of activity.
Right.
Going for a walk, going for a jog, going for a bike ride, and not a fast-paced triathlon-type bike ride. A casual ride. Just getting some movement going, getting a heart rate increased a little bit, getting things flowing and working in the body like they should be.
All right. That's good. So activity is very important. What about sunlight? Sunlight has an effect upon the cholesterol being converted to vitamin D. And as a result, it will have a tendency to lower the cholesterol. So does a person have to become a vegetarian? Because the only source of cholesterol that's coming in through the diet is from animal-based products. So once again, I ask you the same question another way. Will they have to quit putting the meat into their system in order to get a lasting result?
I mean, if that's a person's choice, by all means, embrace that. But it's definitely not a requirement.
Okay.
But on the other side, too, there's an old saying, everything in moderation.
Yeah, everything in moderation. What about...
If every single meal involves 12 pieces of bacon, that's probably not the best way to live your life.
That's
bacon
right.
It can be delicious to a lot of people, but it's just not good for you every meal, every day. But if you have 3 slices with some eggs on a Sunday, that's not going to be the end of the world for you either.
Yeah. Of course, the positive side of it, once again, is if they choose to eat a plant-based diet, it would certainly be beneficial for them, for those who are plant-based, like myself. It would certainly be beneficial, but they don't have to think that they have to do that in order to get the result.
Correct.
Now,
like
what?
There's certainly merit to a plant-based diet.
Yeah.
But again, it comes back to everything in moderation.
Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, the Creator made the body, and cholesterol is a natural product of the liver. Why is it so bad? Why is medical science spending its time trying to decrease cholesterol?
Because, and it's fascinating, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse when I say this, but everything in moderation. Yes, mm-hmm. Your body absolutely needs cholesterol. You need some cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
It's imperative.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, too much can cause certain problems. Obstructions
yeah.
in your vascular system, mm-hmm. Heart disease, fatty liver, diabetes. I mean, and there's all kinds of different consequences.
I've heard Dr. Matthias Rath, a renowned researcher, he says that the cholesterol, the clogging up of the artery, is a repair action of nature because of the cracks and lesions that has developed inside of the weakened blood vessel wall. He states this in his book, Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks, But Humans Do, and I thought that was interesting. So some of the cholesterol leaving the liver is going as a repair factor, he says. Are you familiar with that concept?
I'm familiar with it. I can't speak fluently on it, but I am familiar with it.
Okay, no problem. So once again, how does a person take this Lipocet that is beneficial for them? How is it taken?
The dose is two capsules, two times per day, with food. You do have to take it with meals, otherwise the plant cells won't get where they need to go.
Okay.
So that is important. So two capsules, two times a day with food. Each bottle is a 120-count bottle, so every bottle is a full 30-day supply. Mm-hmm. As I said, we do recommend you take it for 90 days. Mm-hmm. And if you are paying attention to your lifestyle a bit, then 90 days should do it. However, if you're traveling or you just have a rough schedule that doesn't permit you to eat the right foods and things like that, then you may want to continue taking it after 90 days.
Okay.
But we recommend 90-day course, and again, the benefits are not only lasting, but the benefits are guaranteed.
Wow.
I mean, everything that we're seeing here is, like I said, with actual independent lab work in our hands, all the results that we're seeing are between a 19 and 40% reduction in 60 to 90 days.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, and I've heard stories that are even more grand than that, but as far as what I've actually seen in writing in my hands, 19 to 40% is typical.
19 to 40%. That is awesome. Not to compare, but it would be interesting to see how the prescription medication, how they bring it down, and do they have the same 40, or do they have 50 or 60% reduction rate in the cholesterol after 3 months? You know, that's just
in 3 months. I think that might be kind of tough. Maybe they are, but the neat thing is like I said, when you're talking about a statin, that's working on suppressing your liver's production of cholesterol. The way
right.
Lipocet works. By not affecting your liver's production of cholesterol at all and solely addressing the cholesterol that we put in by making the liver more efficient in the way that it accepts that cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
the way that it processes and synthesizes that cholesterol, mm-hmm. and the way it redistributes the cholesterol back into the body, making sure the bad cholesterol does go out with the waste and making sure the good cholesterol makes it back into the blood.
You know,
and that's the entire functionality, and that's why there are no side effects or interactions or contraindications.
Absolutely.
Even if somebody is currently taking a statin.
Yeah.
If they were to take Lipocet right alongside it,
that's a good point.
They will not interact with each other in any way.
Okay, that's a very good point. That's a question I should have asked. If they're taking medication, can they use the Lipocet alongside? And you just answered yes, that's no problem. Okay, you recommend, which is important, that the person take it with food. Does it matter how much food? Could it just be eat a banana so you can take the product, or does it need to be a full course?
Yeah. If it is with a snack, then yes. I mean, as long as it's something reasonably sized, like eating a cracker, it's probably not going to be quite enough to do it.
Okay.
But you know, having maybe a piece of fruit and a little yogurt might be more than enough.
All right. We certainly appreciate Michael Kamar. That's how you say your last name, Mike?
Kamarchek.
All right. And he is with, once again, HCP Formulas. And the particular product he just mentioned, Liprocet, to support healthy cholesterol. We are out of time now, Mike. So if you want in 30 seconds, address that person that's sitting on their seat saying, wow, never heard about this here. Why didn't my doctor tell me about this product? I've been afraid of I've been afraid of the statins. Why didn't he tell me? You got 30 seconds.
Why the doctor didn't tell you, I couldn't even begin to guess. But I can tell you this, there are no risks, there are no side effects, there are no contraindications of any kind, and the product is completely guaranteed. It will not interact with anything that you are currently taking, whether it's a supplement or a pharmaceutical. And so if you do give it a try, you don't see a difference in 90 days, we absolutely insist that you don't pay for it.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. Listeners, if you have any questions or comments, you can reach us at Better Living Natural Food Store, 731-279-0350. If you want to come and put your hand on the product and look at it, and you can also do that. So thank you, listeners. Join us next week at the same time. God bless you. All right, Mike. That was great.